Does the spider consider herself beautiful? When she gazes into a dewdrop, does her reflection please her? Her web is finer than the finest lace, her body a bobbin working her own whisper thread. It is the web people admire, its delicacy, its fragile strength. But the spider, poor creature, is thought of as ugly. She repulses some, sends others into fainting fits. And yet she is beautiful, or so it seems to me. So nimble, so deft, so perfectly fashioned for the life fate has chosen for her. Like this one, here in my palm. See how she ponders her next step, testing the surface this way and that, her tiny feet tickling my skin, the hairs on her body sweeping my hand as she moves. How can something so exactly suited to its surroundings, to its existence, not be deserving of our admiration? How can a form so elegant, so neat, so sleek not be recognized as beautiful? Must everything be pretty to be adored? The ladybird has black legs and a beetle body. But girls exclaim over the gaiety of her red wings and the cheerfulness of her spots. Must we always bedeck ourselves in prettiness to be thought pleasing? It would appear so. A woman must look a certain way to be worthy of a man's attentions. It is expected. So here I stand, in a borrowed white gown, with flowers in my hair, and at my waist, gaudy as a maypole, looking how I never look, presenting an aspect of myself that does not exist. It is a lie. How much happier I would be to don the gossamer spider's web as my veil, and to drape myself in my customary dark colours, the better to blend with the shadows, the better to observe, and not to be observed. Morgana! Morgana! Mam is impatient. No, not impatient, a little afraid. Afraid I might slip away, hide myself in one of my secret places, and stay hidden until this moment has passed. This moment not of my asking, not of my choosing. Morgana! Can she really wish me to go? To leave the only home I've ever known? To leave her? Surely a daughter's place is at her mother's side. Why must things change? Why will she not allow me to make my own choice in this of all matters? Morgana, what are you doing? I am found. She peers in at me, stooping into the low entrance of my holly den. Blood hurries to her lowered head, flushing her face. Even in the dim light the prickly shelter allows, I can see she is agitated, and that the rosiness of her cheeks is set against a worrying pallor. Morgana, your dress, you will make it filthy sitting here. Come out. She withdraws, and I can put off the moment no longer. I ponder the spider in my hand. I could take her with me, pop her in my petticoat pocket. At least then I might have a friend as my witness this day. But no, she belongs here. Why should both of us be uprooted? There, little spinner, back to your web. I return her to her rightful place. I wish I could stay with her in this dark, close space, this earth womb. But my wishes count for nothing now. My fate has been decided. I squeeze out of the den. Outside, the sun hurts my eyes. The brash light illuminates my silly dress and showy flowers. I feel most horribly bright, most ridiculously coloured. What nonsense we are all engaged in. You, child, you have enough mud on you to plant potatoes. What were you thinking in your wedding gown? She tuts and huffs and frowns at me, but I am unconvinced. I see fear in her eyes. She cannot hide it from me. She ceases beating at my skirts in an effort to remove the dirt and places her hands on my shoulders, holding my gaze as firmly as she grips me. You are a woman now, she says, having just this second called me child. It would serve you well to behave as one. Your husband will expect some manners at the very least. Now it is my turn to frown. Husband? Might as well say owner, master, lord. I turn away. I do not wish to look at her while my heart is full of anger. I feel my bottled fury bubbling within me, and something shifts, something alters. Sounds become distant, voices meaningless. There is such a pressure inside my skull, such a force fighting to be released. My eyelids droop. My movements become slow and leaden. The sensation of falling backward grows. Morgana! The urgency in Mum's voice reaches me, calls me back. Do not, Morgana, not now. I open my eyes and see the dauntless determination in hers. We are, after all, alike in this way. She turns me on my heel and all but marches me from the garden along the lane to the chapel. With every hurried step, the plain stone building comes closer. I will enter it as my own person and leave belonging to another. How can this be? Here, at the gate to the graveyard, Mum suspends our marching to fuss with my hair. Let me look at you. She looks, and I know she sees me. And I know that when I am away from her, there will be no one to look at me the way she does. And the thought brings such a weight of loneliness that I have to steady myself to bear it. Mum touches my cheek. All will be well, Cariad, she says. I shake my head. I want only what is best for you, she insists. It is all I ever wanted. I feel her hesitate. A jay bobs past on its uneven flight and laughs at our pain. He is a good man, Morgana. He will give you a home, a life, a future.